Matt Stell.
What's up, Drew?
Welcome home to Chicago, pal.
Man, I'm glad to be back in the Windy City.
You will forever be my favorite person at US 99 Lake Shake because you killed it on stage and you just seemed like you were glowing from all the fan love coming back at you from the audience.
Hey, man, music is like does something to me. Like when I see my favorite bands play and they're playing music that I love, like there's something about it that's so awesome. It's a feeling that's different than any other kind. And so anytime that you get to feel that on stage with other people, you know, and y'all are all kind of vibing that way and on the same wavelength, man, it's really a special thing and it's pretty unique to live music for sure.
And I like that word unique because I feel like you are one of the most unique people in country music. There's only three guys that I know of that have done this. Kenny Chesney, Luke Combs, Matt Stell. You taught yourself how to play guitar.
Well, hey,
what's the story behind that?
Man, you know, I was just sitting in my college dorm, and, you know, I was playing basketball, so it's a winter sport, so you're on campus the whole winter break. Mm-hmm. You don't go home, really.
Yep.
And so I just had time to kill, and I'd had enough time playing. I'd had enough of playing PlayStation with my teammates, so I sat in front of my computer screen and just kind of learned off of tab websites to play all the songs you play on acoustic guitar, all the country songs and southern rock songs and alternatives, anything that makes sense that you can play at a frat house that gets people singing along. And started doing that, and I mean, that's just really how I kind of learned, just learned enough. And I started writing songs just about as soon as I could mash four chords together. So
what an incredible story. And I was laughing because you said time to kill. I'm laughing because if I think about that, I'm going to take a moment to catch my breath. I'm going to binge watch a show on Netflix. You're like, hey, I'm going to learn how to play the guitar.
Well, it was definitely, I was incentivized then because I knew that I knew I could play it at house parties and frat houses and stuff like that and curry favor with the young ladies.
Hey, there's always an ulterior motive. I like that.
Yeah, there is always an ulterior motive, but that is always the ulterior motive.
Uh-huh. It's Halloween this weekend, Matt Stell, pumpkin spice latte or apple cider?
Probably an apple cider.
Ghostbusters, yeah. Beetlejuice, or Hocus Pocus?
Oh, man. Ghostbusters.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup or Twix?
Twix.
Really?
I know. Just because I've eaten so many Reese's Peanut Butter Cups here recently.
We just did our Halloween candy challenge from 32 down to 1. The Reese's Cup was number 1, and you chose the number 2.
Yeah, it's because I've eaten so many of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. If you'd have asked me what my favorite candy was, I would have probably said Reese's. But in that moment, I was like, some caramel sounds good.
I like that you made the notation there of caramel versus caramel because people do that all the time.
Yeah, I don't even know the difference.
I think it's a matter of where you grew up in the United States.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I say caramel. I've never heard anyone say caramel.
Only on the commercials.
That's right. Only on the commercials. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Things we want to know about Matt Stell, your favorite late night snack.
Shoot. Probably that smart food black bag of white cheddar popcorn.
Oh, so good.
Family size bags of that at a time. Like, I crush them.
And then when you're done and the bowl's empty, you lick your fingers for all the dust.
If by bowl you mean directly pouring it in my mouth from the bag, then yes.
What is your favorite article of clothing? Like everyone's got a pair of jeans or maybe a sweatshirt or a ball cap. What do you have? What is it for Matt Stell?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got this St. Anthony medal that I wear all the time that was my grandmother's. It's not really clothing, but it's sort of something I wear that I wear with everything. And if not that, it's probably some kind of, I always look, if I'm not on stage, I actually had my labels giving me a pretty good talking to about this. Because if I'm not on stage, it looks like I'm about to go play pickup basketball at any one point in time. I've got on
sweat. And that's a problem because...
Yeah, that's right. I just want everybody to know that if they need some buckets, just look no further because I got some for you.
Well, the song is Everywhere But On. The EP came out a couple weeks ago called Better Than That. Is it a weight off your shoulders to finally have that out and breathing and fans living on it?
Yeah, man, for sure. It's like making new music because I'm very lucky. I get to be involved in the creative process from either writing or picking the songs to co-producing the project, picking out what's going to be on there, having a say in it, and I'm really empowered creatively with this team, so anytime that I get to put out new music, you know, it's just really kind of a reflection of it's a reflection of me and what I'm working on at the time. So,
well, we are fans of you in Chicago. We have our very first concert in 7 months this weekend, which gives us hope that we might be able to see you back in town soon.
I cannot wait to get back up there, man. It's one of my favorite cities to visit and one of my favorite places to go. My favorite cities to eat and play music. I love Chicago, so we'll see y'all soon.
And I love you mentioned that. Last question, story weaving, bringing it back around, because we sometimes play a little bumper that says, hey, y'all, I'm Matt Stell, and when I come to Chicago, I do this. Where did you learn how to do the Chicago dog correctly? Because you are very emphatic about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just, I learned from just watching the people around me when I'm in Chicago not put ketchup on on a hot dog. That's awful.
You can, but you're not supposed to.
Yeah, it's like my manager is from Buffalo. And when he's down here now, you know, he's lived here for long enough, but down here they ask you if you want ranch or blue cheese with your wings. And for him, that's like, what do you mean ranch with my hot wings? That doesn't make sense. That's like, I would like peanut butter with my salmon, you know, that doesn't go together for him. And that's just how it kind of feels. And that's how I learned to enjoy a Chicago dog up there with all that celery salt and whatnot.
Well, I suppose it's a good thing I didn't grow up in Buffalo then, because I love ranch with hot wings.
He is just militant about that.
Well, you got your thing, you stick to it, right?
I guess so.
The song is everywhere but on. We love it. We love you in Chicago. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll chat soon.
Awesome, man. We'll see y'all soon.
Take care.
Later.